At the opening of the parasha, Hashem rewards Pinchas for his kin'ah, for the way that he ended the plague by killing Zimri and Cozbi Batsur, except that at the end of Parashat Pinchas, we didn't know what their names were. And we find out about their names at the beginning of the parasha. And Rashi comments, actually, V'shem Ish Yisrael, he says, B'makom she'yiches et ha-tzadik, l'shabach yiches et ha-rasha l'gnai. She points out that we didn't find out their names at the end of last week's parasha because we weren't getting the reward of Pinchas. But now that we're getting the reward of Pinchas, all of a sudden, the Torah wants to tell us who it was that he killed. And he continues, Nasi Beit Av L'Shimoni, L'Achad M'Chameshet Beit Bat Yavot Shayu L'Shevet Shimon, Davarcher L'Hodiya Shivcho Shel Pinchas, Shafavi Shezei Anasi, Lo Mana Tatzmon Milkanei L'Chilu Hashem. L'Chach Hodiyacha Katuv Miu Amuka. So Rashi is telling us that the only reason we're getting the names is we get both Zimri ben Salu, who's the Nasi Beit Av L'Shimoni, and Cozbi Batzor, which Rashi tells us is the princess of Midian. It's telling us these names only in order to the Shabbat at Pinchas, to give us the praise of Pinchas, that he wasn't afraid of doing something because he was the Nasi Beit Av L'Shimoni or because he was a princess of Midian. The only reason we get these names, as the Aruch Chaim actually points out, the only reason we get these names is in order to praise Pinchas. In other places in Chumash, sometimes you won't even find out the names of a sinner, the name of a sinner. For example, the Mekalel, the Mekoshesh. The Mekoshesh, we don't ever find out his name. The Mekalel, we only find out his name later on. And the reason is because the Torah doesn't want to tell us the names of Rishaim only when it serves a purpose. Shavua Tov.